Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Shantae Gray, and I want to give you a little history, a sort of backdrop on how I got started. So, after the 2008 market crash, I literally had to pick myself up off the floor and come out from hiding. I was so devastated. I was heartbroken and lost. I really didn't know what I was going to do. In fact, my business went from generating annually approximately $400,000 to zero in a matter of moments. It was like tumbleweeds rolling down the streets with crickets riding them. I mean, nothing was happening for me or my business. And I was so devastated. All I wanted was a decent career to support my family. And I was so torn that it was all really coming to an end. So I had to lay off all my employees and close my business doors. I was so humiliated. I was scared. I was frustrated. I was really angry. I was scared to lose my home, and I thought I would lose my children too. I didn't want to really end up like most of my family, who struggled and was on welfare and barely able to pay the rent month after month. My mom was a widow. My dad was killed when I was 9 years old, which ultimately landed a settlement from a lawsuit that created a trust fund for me. And as a kid, my mom would drag me into this huge court building, which was sort of intimidating because everything looked dark and gloomy and bland. And I would see many people look like with various backgrounds coming in and out of the courtroom. Some of them wore nice suits while others wore orange or tan suits with numbers on the back. The environment was cold and loveless and sort of bland. But it was really busy, like a production line, only with humans being called by line numbers. My mom would have to stand in front of this big stoic man that talked firmly and had this merciless look on his face every few months, begging him. And I'll never forget when it was our turn to stand up before the judge. My mom would have this sad look on her face. Her voice would change, appearing so humble and broken. And she'd actually prompt me before we really got up there, and she would tell me what to say in case the judge asked me what the money was for. She'd lie and tell me to say the money was for computer class or some other activity, which is the reason why she needed $300 or $400 from my trust fund to pay for it. And when she would get it, she'd just take us out for dinner a few times, but she struggled so much just to pay the rent. And so during that 2008 market crash, I feared losing everything, just like my mom did. I feared not being able to provide for my family. I really feared my children not loving me and being deprived of just some simple things in life. I had to face the situation, though, and one of the ones that was really heart-wrenching to me was that my credit took a deep nosedive, and I found myself needing public assistance just to feed my family. One of the most embarrassing and humbling challenges I faced during that time was an inability to utilize my own personal credit. I mean, my credit was horrible, which forced me into bankruptcy several times, which I ended up having to file a Chapter 13 and a Chapter 7 just to get a little bit of relief. I mean, I had 15, 20, sometimes 30 creditors calling me every day, several times a day. It was so much to deal with. And I was really devastated that I had to file BK because I really just wanted to get my credit back to A1. I knew the power of credit and what it could do. So, but I'll never forget this one situation. I had to give my car back. So I needed a car, and I went to one of those little buy here, pay here dealerships. So I entered this little small trailer type building, so confident, you know, I thought it was just going to be a breeze. I walked in and it smelled all smoky with very little lighting and only about 3 unorganized desks with papers just thrown all around. That's really all that could fit in the space. So I sat down with the salesman, and he was pretty cordial at the time. I explained my situation and gave him my information so he could run my credit. And after he viewed it, his attitude really shifted and became kind of cold. He explained he couldn't even guarantee if I would be approved. So he went and sat and sent my information over to their finance companies. And I ended up having to wait several hours. And while waiting, I really noticed that his attitude towards me had really shifted. He was really becoming very cold, and I was being treated like some irresponsible criminal that had just robbed a bank or something. And boy, was I shocked when he told me I was denied, because I really came in thinking that I would get approved because their sign said everybody drives. You know, well, apparently it wasn't me. So I was really dealing with the humiliation of this poor credit. I mean, I couldn't even buy a bologna sandwich on credit. I had built my credit up to like a 780 credit score, but before all these devastating financial events occurred, before this mortgage fallout and economic fallout, I had bought a brand new Range Rover with literally no money down. I mean, my credit was excellent. So I was really extremely humiliated to find that I couldn't even buy a car from a little local buy here, pay here dealership. So I really was fed up. I began the journey that mostly everyone who knows and understands the power of credit goes on. So I sought out professional credit repair companies to help my credit repair process. I just knew that they would help me get my credit back on track. And it took about 2 years of me paying them monthly for me to not see any major results, with like only one or two items coming off every few months. So I said, you know what? I'm done. Because I was really expecting major results. You know, they promise you, they verbally promise that they're going to wipe off everything. So I didn't get that. So I stopped the process, stopped paying them monthly. And I began to really research the credit laws and debt collection laws. And from the information that I learned, I began contacting the creditors and the credit bureaus directly. And from writing these letters and challenging items on my credit report, I really began to see some immediate results. I mean, it was about 30 days from the time I wrote my first letter, and my scores jumped up like by 60 points. And then the next round, it was 120 points. And then the next round, it was 140 points. And this was like literally in the matter of a few months. So I was like so excited about that. I'm like, great, my credit is improving. But then I needed to solve the other issue, and that was getting clients in my real estate business, because that's how I was feeding my family. And it really seemed like only people who were reaching out to me to help them with their housing needs were people who had poor credit, just like I had. So let me tell you about a story about this one particular couple. The wife approached me after a church service, and she told me someone told her that I was a realtor, and she wanted to know if I could help her and her husband find a house that they could possibly rent with an option of purchase. So I said, well, maybe I can. But it really all depended on what their credit situation was, like where were they looking, what's their income, their criteria for the house. I mean, the normal spiel that realtors ask. So I had to ask them the one question that some people dread, and especially during those tough economic times, I had to ask them, well, how's your credit? So when I saw the look on her face, the wife's face, I could pretty much gauge what the response was going to be to my question. Their credit was either bad or worse than bad. It was really challenging. So I have invited them over to my house, and we sat down to discuss their requirements, and I asked them the question again. Okay, so what's going on with your credit? And they really had this shameful look on their face, and they began to explain some of the major issues that they had experienced with their credit and how they went to the credit repair companies. I mean, a company, credit repair company after credit repair company, giving them hundreds of dollars, and even $1,000 with not receiving any major results. I was really devastated listening to their story. I felt heartbroken for them that so many credit repair companies will stiff them. I mean, dragging the process on for months and even over a year with this one particular company. But, you know, I've been there and done that, right? I tried the credit repair companies myself, and I found out the same thing. Month after month of paying them, they never deliver the results they verbally promise. So, but I was really glad to have done the homework myself and had just went through the process of cleaning my own credit. So I really felt their pain because I knew it all too well. I really was really frustrated over these poor people's stories because I knew how easy the process to repair my own credit was. I knew that this young, beautiful couple had been taken advantage of. So after about, I want to say 30 minutes of them pouring their heart out to me and asking me the desperate question of, well, who can we trust to help us repair our credit so we can buy a home? They began to tell me that their children never lived in a home. They always lived in an apartment, and they really only wanted a place to call their own. But I gotta say, I admittedly was a little reluctant at first because, you know, I didn't want to be in a position where I couldn't deliver good results and knew that the credit repair process could take a little bit of time. You got to have some know-how and some diligence and sometimes a little money. And I knew that I could legally, though, I knew this, that I could legally help them and not have to be licensed as a credit repair company because the law exempts real estate professionals from being considered a credit repair company if the credit repair process is related to a real estate transaction. So I knew I could help them. So I said to them, okay, how about this? How about I show you what to do and you repair your credit yourself? I won't charge you anything for this service. We'll go over your credit report and we'll draft the letters. We'll create an action plan, but you have to send out the letters yourself. And I told them about the software that I used on my credit repair journey that will actually tell me what my scores will be if certain items get deleted. If you add new items, it'll actually tell me what my credit report will look like and what my score would be. And this really, for me, it acted as a little buffer. It actually kind of encouraged me to do the work. It wasn't a lot of work. It was a little work. But it ultimately, that's the goal, is for it to encourage you to do what you should do. And I was really happy for them at that time because I felt like I found a way out for them. And they were like totally stoked at the idea. And they was really ready to get started. So I told them exactly what to do. And within 30 days, they came back with major results, saying their score went up by almost 100 points. I was like, wow, I was excited for them. But I really, really was excited for a few reasons. One of the reasons was the advice I gave them really worked. They were ready to purchase a home in just 30 days, just from the advice I gave them. Another reason I was really excited was that they trusted me even more now, and they would actually follow my lead in the home buying process. Another thing that I looked at and I realized was it took me less than an hour to go over their credit report and create an action plan and draft letters that they'll use to start the credit repair process. So it didn't take me a lot of time. And it didn't take much money. It really only cost them a few stamps and ink and printing costs, which I covered the initial ink and printing costs, and they had to pay for their certified mailing costs. All of that was under $20. And then I realized too that they had some collections remaining on their credit, but the lender approved them anyway because they didn't need to pay off everything. They just needed a few tweaks and their scores would dramatically increase. So I was really, really excited about the idea that I didn't have to clean out and clean up everything. They didn't have to remove every single item. So, of course, I sold them a home, but then really something amazing started to happen. The news began to spread like wildfire, actually. I was getting all kinds of referrals, calls out the blue, and I became flooded with motivated buyers who just needed a few tweaks to their credit and they'd be ready to buy a house or a building. And as I experienced all these amazing results from these clients, I kept getting other buyers though who experienced some credit challenges but wasn't receiving results fast enough. Some would follow what I told them and some wouldn't. Some will follow up and contact me with the results that they had and some wouldn't. They'll go to someone else. I wanted to understand why some would really come back to me, then some wouldn't. I was sitting down with them and giving them all my knowledge and just couldn't understand why wouldn't they come back to either buy a house or rent, and really, where was I losing them? So I said, okay, what if I wrote a book that they could tangibly have, then provide a system that walked them through the credit repair process, keeping them engaged with me with the step one, step two, step three process all the way to the end. That way, they could realize that I was the one that was really helping them through this process. I was the one that actually helped them achieve these amazing results. And boy, doing this took my clients through this process to help them really see these phenomenal results. And I was really excited about it. What I found through this process was that 95% of the buyers with poor credit was improving in less than 60 days, and I was flipping them into new homes right away. Then I also saw that my income began to increase by like 1,000% because I no longer lost buyers because they lacked trust and loyalty. This particular group of buyers became my most loyal customer. I was also able to build instant rapport and an excellent referral network where both buyers and even lenders were referring new clients over to me. So my pipeline never dried out. I mean, it was amazing. It also, looking back at this process, it was really taking me less than an hour to meet with them and go over the action plans and to get them started with the credit repair process. So it wasn't taking a lot of time. Then I found out that my clients really didn't need every negative item to go away on their credit report. And I began choosing the items we challenge, anticipating the results, which we were already aware how it will actually improve or impact their credit score. So this was amazing because some of the buyers would have, 8 or 10 things that needed to be removed, they thought needed to be removed, when in actuality, we only needed to focus on 2 or 3 or 4 items. I had done enough research to know what would and wouldn't work. So I was really seeing some amazing results. And after a short time, I had lenders calling me to get info and insight into what I was doing. I suppose they were equally excited because I was sending them good buyers too that were now financeable and wouldn't bounce on me or the lender and will follow the deal through. And another thing that was so great about this process was because the buyers trusted me, which took the hard selling out of the entire sales process. So, I was really excited to have seen this type of experience and experienced it, and it was really amazing. So that's how I got started, and it just began to grow, and I received, I'm telling you, some life-changing results from there. Okay, that was episode one. We will come back with more episodes and have a great day.